Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Lucy Porter, and am I being unreasonable to use a toilet brush?
No, you're not, Lucy. I love toilet brushes. I'm Asma Mir, and I'm definitely not being unreasonable to think that cornflakes just taste different these days.
They do, don't they? They're just not the same. This podcast is your definitive guide to one of the UK's most loved and lauded forums, courtesy of Mumsnet.
And Lucy and I come together every week with the help of celebrity and expert guests to celebrate Am I Being Unreasonable and its users.
Sounds more than reasonable to me. Hello and welcome to another episode of the ABU podcast, and today we have been trawling the forum for some of our favourite threads, and we've got some corkers. We're going to be talking about clichés. There's a thread about talking in clichés, which at the end of the day, if you know what I mean, literally will be...
will be an emotional roller coaster.
We will.
And a journey.
We're also going to be talking about the funniest moments of childbirth, oh, which seems like a contradiction in terms.
Oh no, there's so many.
There are so
involving
many.
Crisps. Anyway, our A-list adjudicator is a writer, journalist and broadcaster, Viv Groskop.
Here's another great one. My pet hate at the moment is, you've got this. Or even worse, you got this.
Sorry.
It's in all the children's
actual
films.
Vomiting going
in
on.
Every single one, that lame, annoying line gets trotted out at some point. Toy Story 4, The Lion King, you name it. Hey, you got this.
I had a team leader. I mean, there's a problem.
Yeah.
In one job I worked in, who loved her cliches. Whenever somebody started a sentence with, I thought that, she would interrupt and say, well, you know what thought did. I never quite got this. Is it actually a cliche, or was she mixing it up with curiosity?
She was also
extremely fond of the phrase done and dusted, which was irritating enough, but it was bizarre when she would split it. She would mention a task that I'd been working on and ask, is it done? A perfectly reasonable question, and I would reply, yes, all done. She would then invariably follow up with, is it dusted? How on earth am I meant to respond to that? For reference, I was working at a computer in an office. If we'd been a cleaning company, it would have actually made some sense.
Oh
my God.
Is it done? Is it dusted? Right. Another one to start using. Gonna start using that on the family. So here we are again at the classics board, one of my favourite places to be, and this one, it's a classic. It is entitled Funniest Bit of Childbirth, if you want to go and look for it. And the original poster says, my funniest bit was that during every contraction, my boob squirted milk at quite a high velocity, and I got the irritating consultant's glasses while he was telling me I wasn't in proper labour.
Yeah.
That's a victory, isn't it? Bullseye. Second funniest, midwife asked me to rate my pain 1 to 10 periodically, and at one point I said 9. She rushed up to give me some Entonox, but I was actually just telling hubby what the missing number was on his Sudoku because he was stuck. Come on, ladies, what memory of childbirth makes you chuckle, she said. And oh my goodness,
this is a funny thing, because we're supposed
people
to forget, aren't we? But we have not forgotten.
It's the ABU A-list adjudicator of the week.
Am I being unreasonable to think, presumably, that children should be locked up and never heard? Sounds like a fantasy of mine.
Entirely reasonable.
Yes.
And also, everything in life is about context. And if you're going to complain and talk about wanting to lock your children up, you've come to the right place on that board, haven't you?
That's so true.
So completely reasonable. Obviously, don't actually do it, if you do, then make sure there's enough air in the room
and snacks.
They could die. But to have the impulse, entirely reasonable.
What I normally do is lock myself away from the children in the bathroom. I have a little sneaky moment to myself just sitting on the
toilet.
You're
so self-sacrificing.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.